This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us of Auto World, testing out some new gear here that hopefully is going to bring me back to my old self, health-wise, voice-wise, and otherwise. We've got an exciting program lined up for you. We've got a gentleman who's going to be joining us in a few moments, who's a young man with a lot of knowledge about classic cars and pretty much anything in the automotive realm. And he'll be joining us from Washington State very shortly. Coming up in hour number two, if you've got a problem with your oil, we've got the man by request, Dan Watson from the Lube page, will stop by and give us his advice for whatever situation you happen to be in. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you guys. Got some emails and some letters just within the past week or so. So I want to say hello to Paul, who listens in Geneva, New York State. And I appreciated the pictures too. Paul, thank you very much. Don't be a stranger. Please write again. And I got some overseas stuff from Japan and the Soviet Union, or what used to be the Soviet Union, Russia. Now it's time to go to the Auto World guest lines, which are powered by Hagerty. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car on how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, simply the best. Let's go to Washington State and bring forth Max, who's the owner of Maximilian Motorsports. Max, how are you doing?
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing not bad. I had some surgery a little while back, and it's been a little bit of a struggle to get back to my old form, but we're making progress, Max.
Well, I'm sure it took a little bit for the bionic man to recover once they made him all improved. So I'm sure you'll come back as new and improved.
Very good. Thank you very much. For those of our listeners who haven't heard you on the broadcast here before, I'd love for you to tell, it's a good story for anybody who has ever run into the same situation. You were in business with a partner who unfortunately wasn't the guy that you thought he was. Tell our listeners your story.
Sure, I can give you the elevator version. So, long story short, my father passed away when I was 12 from lung cancer. And later, when I was about 19, my mother met a gentleman, decided to do a business together, dismantling European cars, moved out of the area that I grew up in, and started doing that. He had poor health, so he really never did any of the work except the bookwork. He was always taking money away. And it was, I can elaborate, but, he was abusive, and it was not a good situation. I dismantled hundreds of cars by myself and did pretty much everything except the bookkeeping, and he was doing that so he could take control of everything. One day he just left the country, embezzled, emptied all the accounts, sold things off unbeknownst to either myself or my mother, and within the course of a day, I was basically left homeless without any resources, and the whole world changed about. And, being the abusive guy he was, he said, well, if I ever leave, then I may come and get you, sort of thing. Without making it dark and gloomy. But with that, started out in a small shop with the help of friends and so forth, where my coffee would freeze in the winter and birds would fly in the summer. And so, I'm very thankful for those opportunities. Prior to that, I'd worked at a Ferrari dealership and a Mercedes dealership and a restoration shop, but just expanded slowly from that, and I have a total of six employees, and we deal with primarily European cars, but get to deal with an exciting selection of cars, and I'm very passionate about what we do.
Very well said, Max, and we've all been there in one form or the other, but boy, the fact that he had married your mom after your dad's passing and still did what he did, that's pretty lousy.
Well, I always say, if family won't screw you, who will? ultimately, I'm very fortunate. My worst day is someone's dream day, and I think in all the experiences in my life, there's been other sort of quasi-tragedies. They've actually enhanced me to become a better person and be more compassionate and be more understanding and consequently maybe a significantly better person, but I wouldn't have opted for them on the option list of life.
I agree 100%. Tell us a little bit about the days working at a Ferrari dealership. Were you working on the service side of things, or what side?
The whole spectrum, and I worked at a specialty car place that did restoration and modification. So I sort of got into the business in the upside-down spectrum, meaning when I worked at Bayside Racing, which 962 Porsches, and I thought everyone had a hospitality semi and things like that. And it was sort of the opposite end of the spectrum most people start out with. Consequently, at working with the Ferraris and all, I was 18 and I was driving F40s and things like that Testarossas and a variety of iconic cars. And I think in some sense it was, the humility is a little more now because I realize what $500,000 is in the cost. Like, that's a couple days work. We're back, when you're 18, $500,000, $1 million car is like saying how many feet it is to the moon. You don't have a reference point. So I guess it's liberating because nowadays so many people become petrified and they're not willing to learn and they're not willing to work on these cars because they get so scared of them. And when the day is done, they're just parts and they're more expensive, but it's just a car, and I don't mean that as a demeaning point. I mean, it shouldn't inhibit you enjoying or embarking upon learning about them because of the expense. And so I was very fortunate to get these opportunities with some epic cars. I've had some great opportunities, and it's because you just bite off a little more each time, and a brand new car is no more complex than an old car. It's just a multiple of 10, and when I say that is that if you can sort out a early car and you spend the time and the effort, you can break it down in a new car. And the neat thing about this is that it's easier now than it was, 15 years ago, where the advent of the internet has made it a lot easier. And as long as you have the fundamentals of being able to disseminate what is true and what isn't, because again, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. The great thing is that it is out there and you can be self-taught. And fundamentally, I'm self-taught, though I've had many teachers, but not specifically sitting down with me with a course, but I've learned from so many people, and that's the great thing about this industry is people are willing to share and share that experience. Yep. And their knowledge base.
So true. When you go to Concours events, you'll find people of all economic circumstances talking about whatever particular vehicle they're showing that day, kind of levels the playing field, and it's a real good place, the car hobby, to get some new friends and friends that you can not only relate to, but friends that stick around. Let's talk on the subject of Well, how do you like that? I actually heard the bumper music, so my equipment is working. So, Max, that means it's time for us to take a pit stop. And when we come back on the other side, more of Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
With Max from Maximilian Motorsports. and we're having fun here. If anybody's got a question, 855-660-4261 or Bob at Bob Long Radio or Bob at Auto World Radio, because we'd love to hear from you. And that's anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're hearing the show on tape delay or listening to it in podcast form at tcnlive.com. If you have a question, still shoot me the question during the week, and we'll get it answered for you. Max, let's talk a little bit about some different brands.
I think Max just disconnected.
Oh, he did. Okay. We'll get Max back on the line. But what a story, you know, about losing everything to his stepdad, basically. That's a pretty lousy one. But he certainly has rebounded well with six employees, and they do just about everything. And he's a young guy, and he's got a lot of passion for restoration, for restyling, and also for general repair, as well as sales. If there's one particular European vehicle that he would like to that you would like to own, some of these vehicles were imported in relatively little numbers, and it's not as easy as you might think. I have a couple of vehicles that I can't afford yet, but there are a couple of vehicles that I look up quite often at ebaymotors.com, and the other place that I like is carfax.com, but there are a gazillion places that you can check out classic cars. Max, I was talking about brands, and certain brands are more notoriously known for being difficult or challenging, however which way you want to look at. But first I want to ask you about Mercedes-Benz. Is it true that they save every single part or make every single part available for any Mercedes of any year?
No, but they are very good about, and then let me step back here. Most of the German manufacturers have realized for them to have a forward movement with their company, they have to respect and honor their history, and that's sort of the DNA that they're living off today. And Mercedes has always been very good. They do have a classic center in California, and they have most of the parts available. There's exceptions, and I haven't gone back and asked them if they have SSK parts or things like that. And oddly enough, a lot of times the parts are very reasonably priced.
Huh.
Porsche is very good, and BMW can actually make almost a complete car minus an engine block or such of certain classic models. Volkswagen and Audi are pathetic when it comes to the availability of parts. Porsche has always long-standing promoted their classic line for quite some time, since the 90s, and again, they internally will restore cars. And that makes those cars more enjoyable than having a vintage Audi or a Volkswagen. Fortunately, Volkswagen has the aftermarket, but Audi, you're pretty much in rough waters if you're wanting to restore a car, which, you know, as a consumer, when you go buy a classic car, really, that should be a number one thing of your interest, is how can I get parts? Because even if you go into the pre-war cars, there's certain ones you can get parts, certain ones you can't get parts, and it's very unrewarding to spend a king's sum, a ransom in money for something that's not that exciting to look at. Rolls-Royce is pretty good with their parts. They've been through a couple transitions in parts availability. So they had a big sell-off of parts, and Bentley has become pretty pathetic because they're part of the Volkswagen, so they don't honor any of the vehicles that were part of the prior to the Volkswagen era. So, you know, it's much harder, where the Rolls-Royce is easier to get parts.
Sure.
Everyone forgets that the Rolls-Royce pretty much had been through Vickers, and it, you know, after that they were purchased by BMW. Well, there was a period that Rolls-Royce, that Bentley was owned by also BMW, and then it became Volkswagen. So there's that transition period that technically Volkswagen owned the company, but it had BMW Motors, and there's like this weirdness about things. And so for us, there's only one Bentley dealership within two states, and we end up having to, we just out of East, we deal with some preferred dealerships that are out of the area. The one local dealership in Bellevue wasn't even set up to ship things out.
Wow.
It blew my mind.
That's great.
You know, if someone had a $150,000 car and you, it's like, hello, it's not 1800, it is the 20, it's the 2000. But, you know, again, I find that with a lot of the specialty cars, the high-end ultra-exotic, you would think that the service would be as good or better than any mainstream car. Actually, I find out a lot of times it falls off. Now, stepping back to the classic cars, the Classic Center for Mercedes-Benz, they are super stellar. I call him up, and there's the one gentleman, and he knows me by name. He's really quick to respond, and he lives, eats, and breathes this stuff. So he's like, he'll rattle off the part number if I call for an old Mercedes-Benz. You can't buy that enthusiasm. And a lot of these specialty brands, there isn't someone that's been there long enough, and to them, you could be ordering a part for a refrigerator.
Yeah, that is so true. And of course, when we look at some other brands that have flipped around, Jaguar and Land Rover is now owned by an Indian company after going through a pretty long spell with Ford. What are the parts situation for those two vehicles?
You know, it's dealer only, and again, a lot of discontinued parts. We're seeing the discontinuing of parts very quickly in these cars. And so it's really frustrating, and let it be known, it's not exclusively with these brands, it's actually with all brands. If you have a Hummer H2, you cannot get parts for most of the components for it. If you have, there's many cars that we have to go back to the owner, it's no longer available, and it's really frustrating, or the parts are just absurdly expensive. And I think that that's sort of the beauty of classic cars, is that you can pretty much come up with a part, fabricate or modify another part to fit it. And, you know, case in point, your Vickers era Rolls-Royces and Bentleys are actually pretty straightforward cars because they didn't have the ability to have one-off transmissions made or this or that. They used parts from other cars, and that makes it exciting that you can, if you're knowledgeable about it, or you can look up, you can find out, oh, well, that's just a part off an X car or a Y car. And same with Ferrari, the same story. But the cars now are so sophisticated in the parts that have to be specifically for them. It is getting difficult, and a lot of these cars are not going to survive the annals of time. So we're going to see less and less classic cars being able to be held by the average person.
That's a shame. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about what services Max offers at Maximilian Motorsports. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Thanks for joining us. We're having lots of fun because on the Auto World guest lines, we've got a really special guest. And our guest lines are powered by Need Classic Car Insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Max is with us from Maximilian Motorsports in Washington State and has been telling us all about the vehicles, which ones have replacement parts, which ones don't, which ones are easy to work with, which ones are hard. Let's talk about some of the other services that you repair, that you provide, I should say, Max. So you pretty much run the gamut. I mean, you can go with a factory scheduled maintenance with your vehicle to your shop, and you can get that. You can do that timing belt replacement, which can get mighty complicated on certain engines. But in addition to that, you've been dabbling in computer software, and you do upholstery, including seats and carpeting. So you've got your hands in everything.
Correct. And part of that, all those services, is the benefit that if you have a vision for your vehicle, we can accomplish it. And I think, unfortunately, if someone wants to modify a vehicle, they end up having to be their own contractor, in the sense that they have to subcontractor it out to the bodywork, the interior, the engine performance, the suspension, and that sometimes creates a lot of gaps. Whether the chronology of when things need to occur, because sometimes it's easier to take care of some of the mechanics before you paint it. Sometimes it's easier to do some mechanics while the upholstery's out. And the fact that you lose a cohesive vision, and I think if you have five people that aren't interacting with each other, come up with a game plan, you're very easily going to miss the mark on what that ultimate object is. And so, you know, it's also having the passion about it and being able to make suggestions. There's a car here, a Mercedes, that we're putting, the customer wanted us to do some Louis Vuitton highlights. And so we did that, and then I, you know, she wanted the interior dark brown with the tan piping. I suggested the other way around because it will make it a little brighter inside the vehicle and things like that. So, you know, it's being able to work and see what your customer's vision is and then run with it. And we are fortunate with a lot of customers. I give them a rough idea of what I'm looking for vision, and they say, have at it. I know you'll make it beautiful. So, you know, when we're done with a vehicle, a lot of times we sort of hide Easter eggs in there and some little details that they didn't know that would be there. And it makes it exciting because this is a passionate experience, because if it wasn't, people wouldn't want to personalize. They wouldn't want to have that experience. We're not always just filling the void of service and a sort of commodity item. We like enhancing someone's passion for their automobile as well.
Very well said, and it is so true. Those Easter eggs, like you call them, little hidden things that you and your team put in there, that can be a whole lot of fun for the owner when they take delivery of the car a little ways down the road and find some of those Easter eggs. How about in the realm of race car preparation? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, and actually for myself right now, we're preparing three cars to go on the Alcan. Invited a fair amount of friends to go. And the Alcan 5000, you can look online, but it's North America's longest rally. This year it is 4,700 miles one way, so the cars do have to make it back. So approximately they'll get under 10,000 miles in the course of basically 3 weeks' period of time. And we're taking a 1957 Beetle, a 1977 VW Rabbit, and a 1986 BMW 635.
Oh, nice car.
Yeah, and so the roads, even though it's called the Alcan, we're not just going up the highway. Many of the roads are so off-road that there is no turnaround, and there's no ability to get service, so we have to have extra fuel with us. We have to have GPS. We actually have to have satellite communications. We have to take a lot of thought about durability of the vehicle. So they all have skid plates. We carry two spares with us, many things like that. And so it is a testament to lack of sleep, because some of the days we'll be putting 700 miles on a car. But also what I'm looking for is a testament to people working together towards a common goal and experiencing life that they would have normally never embarked upon a task like this. And so I'm thankful that I get to help other people enjoy themselves, but also the natural beauty, because I've never had a chance to go up there. And also, I know this is going to sound contrary to some people, but I do like the stress and the effort that it takes to pull off campaigning three cars. And that's a lot of work. And the more interesting thing is that because none of the people that are driving are getting paid, some of the hardest people to get to work together towards the team are unpaid volunteers, as it were. And so it's like herding cats. But I'm very excited about this, and so I can add many set skills to my arsenal of skills.
That's great to be able to do the normal repair as well as customizations, restorations, and enhancements. It's great that you do that all in one shop. When you look back at some of the projects that you've done, do you have any particular favorite customized vehicles or restorations that you've done in your history?
Yeah, I'm a bad person when it comes to sort of like hanging on to the past. I move on to the next one and so forth.
That's understandable. It's a good way to look at it.
I do enjoy very much the fact that we're able to make durable vehicles that people are going to enjoy for many years. And that is a neat and exciting thing, that it's not a consumable, that you know that some of these vehicles will be around for quite some time. And so your passions, your heartaches, your difficulty that each project offers is not just going to be used up and thrown in the wrecking yard next year. And that makes it a little more like a legacy of your efforts, and that makes it with the pain and agony worth it, and that it is being appreciated. And a lot of times I'm excited that we're able to carry on as caretakers of some vehicles that a lot of people have taken care and pride in ownership, and that we're able to continue that legacy from a car that maybe someone's had since the 1950s or such. And so, you know, we get some cars that are from, you know, the 1960s that have been in the family the whole time. And so there's a lot of emotions and history tied up, and we're happy we're able to continue with that on for many generations to come.
That's great. That's what we need, more young people like yourself getting involved in the classic car hobby and just learning about it. It's fascinating. And if you have a particular vehicle that you like, that's great. There's lots of great materials you can purchase before considering purchasing one of those vehicles. It's a great business to kind of share your dreams with the world, and certainly, Max, you're doing that. I got an email here from Henry. Henry is listening in Oklahoma, and he says he's trying to decide about buying a Jag XJR from 2004 or whether to buy a BMW 8 Series or whether to buy a Porsche 928 S4. When we come back, we'll get your take on those vehicles. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. From here, don't be confused. The way is clear.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNLive.com. We've got Max with us from Maximilian Motorsports in Washington State. And before the break, we had someone email us up looking for Max's advice as which vehicle to invest in. A 2004 or 2005 XJR from Jag, and that's the first Jag with aluminum body panels, the 2004. And he's also interested in a car that was controversial, the BMW 8 Series. Lots of purists didn't like the car, but they're bringing another 8 Series coupe back, so not a bad choice. And the other vehicle that he was considering purchasing
The 928
S4. 928 S4. I lost my place. The 928 S4, which, of course, the 928 goes back to 1976, and it was originally intended to replace the 911. It was totally opposite. It was front engine. It was 8-cylinder. It was water-cooled. But the 911 enthusiasts are still embracing generation after generation of that car. So what do you think, Max? Would it be the Jag, the BMW, or the Porsche?
Well, I mean, they all have their pros and cons, but and I'll quickly touch upon each one. The Jaguar is a new car, and so it has the merits of being the youngest and the ravages of poor maintenance or no maintenance or just nature taking its toll, whether it's sunlight or otherwise, is going to be diminished. Availability of parts is starting to become a little dicey. But it was a phenomenal car. Jaguar is making more and more cars. They are becoming a more robust brand. So, interest in the older cars or the new soon to be classic is greater. Stepping down to the BMW 850, phenomenal tour de force of technology, but, you know, and a lot of the percentage of the components on there are the same as other BMW chassis as well. So it makes some of the parts very easy to get. The trim parts and things like that, very hard to get. And it wasn't really well heralded in the day. And, you know, it it does take some love and compassion to keep them alive. Interesting car, probably a soon-to-be classic. And but I wouldn't vote for that one either, so, or the Jag. So the one I'd go for would be the Porsche. It was overly complex in its day, which is hyper simple in today's standard. There are enough out there that you can, in production duration, that you can find used parts and otherwise. And I think people are realizing that it was just ahead of its time. Porsche pretty much has created that same drivetrain in their newer cars that they have great success with. And it was a very expensive car when made, and it was well-crafted and aluminum bodywork on the front and so forth. But I think the reason I choose that is the longest duration that it was made helps availability of parts significantly, and Porsche's pretty good about providing some of those parts, but not all of them. But just the sheer number is going to be your best friend on that.
That's great. Some wonderful advice from Max, from Maximilian Motorsports. Max, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out your telephone number, social media stuff, whatever you would like for the folks to know.
Sure. The number is 360-748-8578. And, of course, MaximilianMotorsports.com. And the you can see find us on Facebook as well, and we have updates of the build up of the different cars for the Alcan and as that goes along, as well as project vehicles. And if anyone wants to contact me, to sales at Maximilian, which is MaximilianMilian Motorsports, and that's plural, of course, .com.
Excellent. Have you got a bunch of vehicles for sale right now?
Not really. I mean, generally we locate vehicles for customers is the big thing. So a customer has an idea of what they want, and we locate it. And I enjoy finding cars for customers. I negotiate the best price for them and find the cars that no one seems to come up with. So I do relish that going on that chase for the car.
That's right. I know when I speak with some of my journalist friends, Dave Kinney, who writes for Automobile and Auto Week and also is the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, quite often when he's on the program, and I'll ask him, like our emailer did, you know, which one should the person wanting the advice purchase, and he always says, first of all, you got to like it and you want to drive it. And second of all, get the best example possible. Don't think you're getting a bargain. If it's, for example, I saw a 928, this is true myself, that someone had replaced the engine with a Chevy small block. So I don't know if that's such a great thing to do. It certainly ruins the heritage of the vehicle.
But you're right. Getting the best example is the key thing. Case in point, I'm staring at a VW Beetle that a customer's wanting to. They brought one in. They were wanting to restore it. It's a little long on tooth. And people aren't aware that the Beetles were actually continually imported up to into the 2000s. They were... The way they got through the loophole of emissions and DOT safety standards is that it would take the back pan of an older Beetle and slip it underneath a newer Beetle. So this Beetle was marketed, as the title says, as a 1971. It's a 1998. And so I've done that several times.
Wow.
Because I know what I'm looking. Very subtle differences, but if Craigslist and I, you know, I spent untold hours peering over it. But hard to beat a 1998 car versus a 1971 for condition and everything. And so it was an epic deal, even the owner didn't even know that it was actually a much later vehicle. But I know we don't have to worry about rust. We had some updates in the manufacturing process as well. And so there are still those neat finds out there, and that's very exciting. So you can get a good value for your project. So many times we tell people, you know what, let's find you a better car because this is going to be money ahead. And several times we've cut up the car they brought up for pieces and we found a better car and they walked driven away with a different car entirely. But it's about someone that's conscientious and can see the holistic value of starting a different car than what they came in with. And you only have one time to start again and many times to wish that you had.
Very well said. Max is with us from Maximilian Motorsports. You can check out his website. He's got lots of cool stuff there. And we just love talking to him about all the different things that he does with his business. Let me ask you a question about time. Of course, it all depends on the severity of restoration that you're doing, because sometimes I know restorers can take a whole year putting a vehicle together. How about yourself?
It really boils down to what the model is and what the condition of the vehicle is. So, you know, like this 1998 Beetle, we're going to make it look like a vintage Beetle, and we'll have it in and out within the course of a month and a half. Parts are easy to get, and it's not a problem. But to be fair, there are many cars we've had to wait for a long time or have had to source out parts and have to get parts from Europe. And that is a total showstopper, you know, until we can continue on and get that part to continue on with the vehicle. So availability of parts can be the total death of a targeted timeline. And sometimes even with common cars, you can't get the parts. So we did a Camaro not long ago, and there's a silly emergency brake component that wasn't available aftermarket. And this car was had been converted into a race car, and we were bringing it back to a street car. And I had to hunt around to find this part. Well, it's not 1985, and there's not many, Gen 1 Camaros in wrecking yards, so it took a while to find some of these parts, and it delayed it a week. Well, you get a week here, a week there, a week there. It does add up, and I think going into it, everyone should know that the more exclusive the vehicle, generally the more time that it takes. And also, when a vehicle's first brought in, I have to give a quick inspection of the vehicle, but I said there could be some mysteries underneath here that we find out that are different than what it is.
That's right. Max, thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll do it again soon.
Speedy recovery. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour. Don't forget, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. And I thank you for joining us in this hour of the broadcast.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Transportation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.